Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Eric Bogle's song, The Gift of the Years, is about an old Aussie soldier returning to a cemetery in a foreign land, 75 years later, talking to his friend who had died. In the song he says, "And the country that you died for, mate, you would not know it now. The future that we dreamed of, mate, got all twisted up somehow. The peace that we were fighting for, the end to stupid, senseless war, so it couldn't happen to our kids. Well, old mate, it did." We can imagine the two friends together in the moment, but a bullet, a shell, something happens, and one returns home and one is buried. Recently, I was struck again by the unevenness of the consequences of political decisions, the pandemic, the inaction over climate changes. The reason we store up assets and alliances is to weather the storm. And that has constantly happened, but there have been many unexpected things as well. Working from home was more doable for some than others, but many occupations and roles cannot be done from home, which hopefully we now appreciate more. Political decisions that have economic consequences affect mortgages and households in ways, but less so if your house is paid off. Corruption is a social scourge, and while we might expect greed and privilege or opportunity to be active, one hopes for accountability and justice to be enacted, and for the world to improve its behaviour. And some people are ethical, and some people aren't. There are also extreme weather events happening which affect harvests, work patterns, especially in shipping and supply chains, are no longer optimal at times. And here in the United Kingdom, there are still details of Brexit being worked out. Some businesses have struggled these past years. Some have closed. Yet others have thrived. And some of them are not exactly sure why, but pleased nonetheless. The Bible also recognizes that in crisis times, we are affected differently. Jesus once said, "And alas for women who are pregnant, and for those nursing infants in those days." One might look at the news or the trajectory of the recent decades and scream, "It's not fair!" Once that is done, and the cry may be correct, what we are still left with is life, our beating heart, our relationships, our behaviour, today, now. We will live through today and tomorrow. That's what we plan to do in the circumstances we face. I know it can be easy to be overwhelmed or despondent by events. This has been the case, and God doesn't abandon his people. He hasn't, doesn't, and won't. As I say often, all people would love a genie God to make things as we want them, but Jesus calls us to follow him. He teaches us to seek God's will and live according to it, and we can live each day with worship and prayer and also action and service, with a confidence that Jesus can and does help us with both. Karl Barth once said that Christians should read the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. This was long before the internet. The idea that you would be reminded of your identity in Christ and get the needs around you so you might serve others. That is the lifestyle of Jesus' disciples, no matter the days and how fair or unfair or calm or stressful they may be. Jesus is with us with his blessings. Let us pray. Jesus, Son of God, you have promised to return at a time that no one knows. Keep us watchful in prayer and strong in faith as we wait for you to reappear in glory and confident that you have not abandoned us today or any day. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.